There's a story of a young man who was selling goods to help pay his way through school. One day he had only one coin left and he was hungry, so he decided he would ask for a meal at the next house. However, he lost his nerve when the lady opened the door, and so instead he asked only for a glass of water. He drank it slowly, and then he said, "How much do I owe you?" "You don't owe me anything," the woman replied. "Mother taught us never to accept pay for kindness." The lad said, "Well, I thank you from my heart." The boy's name was Howard Kelly. As he left that house, he not only felt stronger physically, but his faith in God and his love for people were stronger also. Years later, that woman became critically ill. The local doctor sent her to the big city where they called in the specialists. Dr. Howard Kelly was called in for the consultation. When he heard the name of the town from where she came from, he immediately went to the room where she lay. Dressed in his doctor's gown, Kelly went in to see her. He recognized her face. And he went back to the consultation room, and he determined to do the very best he could to save her life. From that day, Kelly gave special attention to the case, and the woman recovered and was able to go home. Kelly requested the business office to pass the final bill on to him for approval. He looked at the bill, wrote something on the edge of it, and it was sent to her home. She feared opening the invoice when it came. She was sure it would take the rest of her life to pay for it all. When she opened the envelope, something caught her attention on the side of the bill. She read these words, "Paid in full with one glass of milk." And it was signed, Dr. Howard Kelly. We're in a series titled Sowing Seeds Today for Tomorrow's Harvest. And today we're going to talk about sowing through serving. You see, a one glass of milk was a seed of kindness planted into a person's life. And years later, it came back as a harvest to the lady when the doctor wrote, "Your bill is canceled, paid in full with one glass of milk." We've learned through the last few weeks that when it comes to sowing seeds, we said seeds have capability. They have the ability to produce and to expand and to multiply into something different. So a seed, the definition, and you can go to that one, Allison. As we think about the bowl of seeds in front of us, one glass of milk was a simple, small seed. And as it was planted and it was watered over time, it literally grew into something else. It grew into a harvest for the lady that she perhaps didn't have a clue about. We said there's three truths about seed sowing. One, we're all seed sowers. We do it every day. Number two, we reap what we sow. It's a principle. Sow kindness, you reap it back. Sow meanness, we reap that back. Number three, we reap in proportion to what we sow. In the Old Testament, it says Isaac planted seeds and he reaped 100-fold in that year. We reap in proportion to the amount of the seeds that we sow. And our visual vision is this. Here's a picture of a parched dry land. It's when people don't plant the right seeds and are very careless about what they do plant as they journey through life. Here's the picture of a harvest that God has meant for each of us. The seeds that you sow and I sow can come back and look like that in the future. And so this seed sowing business is so significant. You see, we sow seeds in many different ways. We learned the other day or the first Sunday that we sow seeds through praying. They're like little capsules we drop into people's lives. We sow seeds through giving. Every dollar, every material thing you place into someone else's hand or to advance the kingdom, you're preparing for a harvest. We learned last week about encouragement. And we can encourage other people every day of our life. And we drop words with authority that are life-giving into our family and into the circle of friends that we have in our life. Today we're talking about sowing seeds through serving. That's our key word for the day, serving. It's a simple word, we use it frequently, and we all have this ability. And so we're going to focus on, how do you and I sow seeds through this simple idea of serving? In your notes, there's a definition of serving, and the word diakoneo means to serve, but here's what serving can be defined as. It means caring for the needs of others in a practical way. Very simple. And a related term says it's a person who kicks up dust. They're on the move. And people who God uses are on the move, serving and caring for the needs of other people. And in the process, I want you to think of serving this way. You are planting seeds like the woman did for Mr. Kelly. And you're planting seeds, and there can be a future harvest from it. I mean, we don't do it just for the harvest. It's a principle of life, though, that there will be one. But we do it to bless other people. So this morning, here's what I want to do. I want to share three simple thoughts with you about serving and how it can shape the way we think about the small things we do for other people. So three simple ideas, and turn to your sermon listening guide. Let's get started. Number one, when you think of serving, no kind deed is too small. No kind deed is too small in God's kingdom. In Matthew 10, Jesus is talking about his disciples and people who come and share and share his word. And then he lands on this verse. Read it with me, verse 42, Matthew 10. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. We're talking about a cup or a glass of water. Here's a picture of what Jesus is saying. No kind deed is too small. Everybody here can give a cup or a glass of water to someone else. And he says, anybody who does that, anybody who plants that seed will certainly not lose his reward. It's interesting, he links a reward with an act of sharing a cup or glass of water with somebody else. I was reading about someone that, I didn't know the backstory, but he was born in Ohio. His name was Leonard Sly. He was a cowboy singer, and he went to California, and eventually changed his name, and his name became Roy Rogers. And Roy Rogers, they formed a singing group called the Sons of Pioneers, and for some, there have been 42 men through the years that have participated in this singing group, the Sons of Pioneers. But let me tell you about one of their big hits. It was called Cool Water, and here's what the words say about in the song. All day I face the barren waste without the taste of water, cool water. Old Dan, his horse and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water, cool, clear water. They're singing about a cowboy and his horse going through a dry land, and all they can think about is cool water. I want you to think about the people in your life that we pass every day, and what they're really after is some cool water. And we have the opportunity to share a cup or a glass of water with them physically. We also have the opportunity to tell them about, like the woman at the well, that there's a water of life available to them. And Mary Erickson says this, when you think about these other people, she says, what weary travelers come your way? Listen, who is invisible but yearns to be seen? Who is bullied and could use a friend? Who is lonely and would delight in a conversation? Who's a bit lost and could use some direction? You see, God has called each of us to be available to share the water of life with other people. Ronald Reagan put it this way. He says, we can't help everyone, but everyone can help somebody. I want you to know that no kind deed is too small. Whatever it is, even a cup of water in serving other people. Truth number two about serving and planting seeds is this. No gift is ever insignificant. No gift that we give, whatever it is insignificant. In our text, Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44, what a wonderful story that Jesus teaches us about insignificance and significance. Let's read together these verses in your notes. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on. No gift is ever insignificant in God's kingdom. Here's a picture of the two small coins representing what the widow gave, also known as the widow's mite. I want you to visualize with me. There's a group of people, and there's some that had many resources and possibly were dressed very well. There was this poor widow, probably not highly dressed, but she was there. And the offering time came, and the wealthy people put in maybe hundreds of dollars in relation to what she gave, or thousands. They did. And then the widow comes along, and she puts in two copper coins worth a fraction of a penny. And Jesus called his disciples and said, listen, let me tell you about significance here. The woman that gave the two copper coins, she gave more than the rest of them because she gave all she had. She didn't have a reserve back at home. The people that gave the bigger or larger amounts, they still had resources at home. They gave out of their abundance. The woman gave all she had. And so Jesus painted a picture of significance that even though it's small, it's highly significant in the kingdom of God. The true measure of a gift is determined by the capacity of the giver. Let me say that again. The measure of a gift is determined by the capacity of what the giver can give. And for the widow, it's all she had. And Jesus said, That was more than what the others gave. There's a word here that I want us to highlight on its insignificance. You know, I've thought about this, and or I think about it, that in each of our lives, do we not feel insignificant much of the time? We feel like, do I really have the star quality of people who can sing and the people we see on TV or the athleticism? Do I have, you know, I fall so short, and we feel insignificant in this thing called life. Here's what it means. It means too small or unimportant to be worth consideration. Insignificance. And I want us to know God has a response and an answer for us today. You are not insignificant. We may think we are. But here's what God says about us. He says, you are a child of the King. You are chosen. You've been adopted into a royal family. You're a joint heir with Christ. You were anointed to serve. You were empowered to overcome. You were called to conquer. You are significant in the kingdom of God. And he says, I do not ever want you to think of your life as insignificant. And the widow put in 2 copper coins. And Jesus said she gave everything she had. Listen, everything we do, nothing is insignificant in God's kingdom when we serve other people and seek to bless them. Here's a quote by Mother Teresa. I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast stone across the waters to create many ripples. What have you got that you think is so insignificant? Does it really matter or count? May I tell you and suggest there's nothing insignificant in the kingdom of God, however small it is. Whatever the act of kindness, God will validate it. And he says if we plant it, there's a harvest for each of us because he's the multiplier of seeds that grow. No kind deed is too small. No gift is ever insignificant. Number 3, no act of service goes unnoticed by God. It never goes unnoticed by God. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus is talking about the goats and the sheep. And it says, all the nations appear before him. Everybody, all the nations appear before him. And he separates the goats and the sheep. And he's got a word for each of them. And he talks about the sheep, the people that will be rewarded for their service. And read with me these 2 verses, 35 and 36 in your notes. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. And in this scene, Jesus is rewarding the people who through their faith served others. No act is too small. No gift is ever insignificant. And nothing goes unnoticed in God's kingdom. I want you to notice how this breaks out in people serving other people. The first thing was about food. He says, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. That's the way we serve. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you invited me in. That's hospitality to strangers and people that come into our life. He says, I was naked and you clothed me. I needed that and you brought clothes into my life. Here's a picture that communicates deeply. People in our lives are touched by the smallest act of kindness, whether it be clothing or shoes or something simple, and understand it's a seed-sowing opportunity. It says helping other people can be a cure, but not just for those who are in need, but for your soul as well. You see, when we give, something happens inside us, but we bless other people. And Jesus goes on to say, hey, when I was in prison, I was sick, you look after me. That's about caring for people. When I was in prison, you came and visited me. That's about a presence of a person. But here's the point. Nothing goes unnoticed in God's kingdom. It's a seed planting opportunity for a future harvest. So three simple things. Wow, no kind deed is too small. No gift is ever insignificant. No act of service goes unnoticed by God. Let me share a few concluding remarks and pictures. Jesus said this, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus was a seed sower of good deeds when he was here. The word serve there that's underlined, it means that he cared for the needs of other people. He kicked up dust. He was on the move in being a presence in other people's lives to help them in life's journey. Here's a picture. It's called Serving God. Serving God is the greatest adventure in the world. I want you to think of today and this week as an adventure of how you and God can use you to serve other people. You present everything you have to him, your life, your time, your talent. You just commit it to him, your resources. Say, okay, God, here I am in this week. Let me sow some seeds through serving. I want to show you one last picture. The glass of milk. The woman gave Howard Kelly a glass of milk when he came to the door. Little did she realize that years later, when she was sick and in critical shape, he would be the attending physician, one of them, and he got her back to health, and then he forgave a bill that she probably couldn't pay, and it started with a glass of milk. Here's the question to each of us this morning. What glass of milk, symbolically or figuratively, can you drop into someone else's life this week in serving them? A glass of milk, a cup of cold water, two gold coins, or any small act of kindness. What is the glass of milk God will say to you this week? I want you to help that person by doing this. Some simple, small thing. Because what you're doing is you're planting seeds for a future harvest. Let serving God be the biggest adventure of your life. That's when life gets fun. That's when life's exciting, when we partner with God and he leads us into opportunities to impact people's lives. That's why we're here this morning, and I thank you for coming out. Let's bow together for prayer. As you bow your hearts and close your eyes, I want you to ask God, what is a glass of milk can you give to someone this week? Just pray a prayer. You may not even know it's coming, the opportunity, but just say, God, here I am. You show me what glass of milk, what kind deed, what small act of generosity. What can I do for a person? And this week, make it an adventure. It's going to happen. You will come across someone. You might know them, you may not. That God wants to bless through your lives with the simple small act of kindness, even if it's a glass of milk. Offer yourself to God right now. Say, Lord, here I am. Use me. Heavenly Father, what a privilege to be in your house this morning, to worship you and to hear your word and to be challenged that we can be seed planters through serving others with a small glass of milk or a cup of water or two copper coins or some small act of kindness, whatever it is. We offer ourselves to you. We make ourselves available that this week you will just lead people into our lives that are like the cowboy and the horse. They're dry and thirsty, and they need a cool cup of water, and maybe it's a word of encouragement or helping someone who's confused or who's being bullied, who feels isolated, who's invisible to other people. Help us to love them. So, Father, we just offer ourselves to you individually and collectively and pray that you will drop divine assignments, divine appointments into the pathways of our lives this week with people who are in need of some kind of a small act of kindness. And Lord, for this, we'll give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.